Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is March 25th, 2020, and we're going to be talking about the astrological energies over the next week as we complete March and move into April. This is certainly a big energy cycle. We have a lot of big astrology unfolding over the next week, and some of it is actually quite beneficial. We're going to also talk about what's happening within us and how this time is accelerating humanity, how these energies are helping more people awaken and get clear on their life priorities. One of the gifts at this time is that you might have a rising clarity in what really matters to you in your life. And this could be around your soul mission, your soul work, what you feel called to do on the planet at this time. This could be your priorities around how you're spending your time. If you've been doing something unfulfilling and unsatisfying, you might understand now that it could be a great time to make some changes. As the world is changing, as our lives have changed drastically, this is a time to really be aware of what you want, what you value, what you need. All of this relates to the Sun in Aries energy that's also just beginning. We just started Aries season on March 19th, and this is always the beginning point of the astrological new year. We start a new cycle. We start a new 12-month cycle, and you're meant to look at, who am I now? Truly, who am I now? How do I identify myself after everything I've been through? And I'm going to call in the energies of last decade. Look at how you have changed deeply and drastically over the past decade, but also perhaps just within the past 12 months or the past 2 years, whichever cycle feels best for you. Really honor who you are now and what you're understanding about what you need at this time. So many of us have cleared out a lot of deep lessons and karma in the past decade. And it literally was something you couldn't ignore. You had to perhaps slog through very intense, very trying, very deep, even very emotional. And these are cycles that work with us on multiple levels of our being. So there could have been a lot that was removed. Well, now, as we're moving into 2020, and especially the Sun in Aries energy, we're meant to call forth what is true for us now. This is the time for what you want that is new. Beginnings, initiations, starting points, that new idea, that new adventure, that next call of your soul. All of that is being strongly activated right now, and it's going to remain that way into April. So this Aries energy is helping us get an understanding of what we want to do, as well as what we need to do. But more importantly, it's that sense of, this is who I am now, and I can't deny who I have become and who I am becoming. Yes, we have a lot of world changes going on. Yes, there's a lot shifting and a lot that is uncertain. You can feel an anxiety and some very intense worries at this time. And I actually want to validate that as being normal. Don't be hard on yourself. If you're going into some of those places or if you have some of those fears and doubts come up, understandably, it can be a very intense time. If your paycheck has stopped, if something has come to a halt in your life, if you don't know what you're going to do next. But what I would like you to do is to remember that the universe has unlimited potentials and possibilities. There are unlimited ways next steps can unfold. There are opportunities that can show up that you would have no way of planning and no way of knowing about. So as much as possible, please stay open to miracles. Please stay open to the potential of miracles and the potentials of openings right now. When I went for a walk yesterday around my neighborhood, I was feeling a very strong presence of new light codes coming through and onto the planet at this time. And I also felt it as a very strong angelic presence. I felt the energy of new archangels, as in archangels that perhaps we don't have names for yet. I felt it as support, light support. And certainly the energies were showing up now because of what is transforming on this planet. What is clearing out? What is shifting? What is moving? There's openings now and things are happening. There's a lot happening at this time. And energetically, it means that we have more space to call in more of the spiritual support that we need at this time. So please know that as we move through these bigger cycles, we have bigger energies that show up to support us along the way. You could feel that at this time. For many of you who are intuitive and very tuned in, you could feel the presence of new spirit guides, of new angels, of new energies that you can't quite describe. You're meeting them for the first time. I just got chills. So there's an understanding now that as the world is changing, we have access to new ways of moving through this time. There are new possibilities that can come in that you can't foresee or plan. And yes, this is a huge time of faith and trust. So here we have this strong Aries energy asking us to look at who you are now, what you want, and what is important to you in your life. I'm feeling also this long-term perspective, and that's also coming through with this Saturn in Aquarius energy. Saturn in Aquarius is asking us to help get clarity on a vision of our future, a vision of possibilities, a vision that perhaps you didn't have access to yet. And that's why we're also experiencing these turning points. Because now, as something's shut down, figuratively, literally, energetically, they're closed, that means there's going to be a way to pivot your energy into something new and different that maybe you didn't consider, you didn't know it was an option. It just feels like there's going to be some openings in our world. You know, the universe is so massive and so unlimited in how it creates. And it means that as we go through these cycles of changes and transformation, they essentially plant seeds, energetic seeds of what's next and what's new. So stay in that place of openness and stay in that place of possibility. Saturn in Aquarius is very interesting at this time because not only is it about what we want in the future, it's also solidifying our sense of individuation, meaning who you are as a unique soul, as a unique energy field, what you're here to contribute and offer, what you're here to put out into the collective. The other thing that's interesting about this Saturn in Aquarius is that it does pertain to social distancing. It pertains to the new regulations of our communities, of our worlds, the new rules that we have to follow in how we go about our daily lives and how we connect with people. Aquarius being technology, Aquarius being social media. So we're in a time period here that's very unique. And the Saturn in Aquarius is actually asking us to think differently about our world, think a bit differently about how we can use our energy, and to be very conscious of what we've learned about ourselves so far. And I want to focus on this Aquarius energy because coming up here on March 30th, Mars enters Aquarius as well. So we're going to have more Aquarius energy coming on, and it's going to harmoniously work with this Aries energy that's moving us forward. So there is this forward movement, and it's going to give you a sense of, it's like I feel it as fresh air, fresh possibilities that you have to get quiet to tap into. So it's tuning out noise, chaos, distractions, and going to, it's interesting, I'm actually seeing the brain, the outline of our brains, and how there are some neurological areas that have the potential to come alive as we get quiet. It's similar to when you go into meditation or you do a guided meditation and you're then accessing different waves in your brain. I'm feeling like this is accessing different neurological pathways of possibilities. And you can simply set that intention. Set the intention, show me my next path, show me my next vision, show me how to use this time. You know, ask for what you need. God, source, spirit, the universe always delivers, always delivers. So be sure to request what you need right now and stay open to how it can show up. All right, so let's get into some more specifics about the astrology. On March 27th, we're going to have Venus in Taurus, her home sign, Venus being the feminine, how we receive, how we find security in the world, trining Jupiter in Capricorn at 23 degrees. And then the next day, March 28th, Venus will trine Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees. So March 27th, 28th, Venus in Taurus trining both Jupiter and Pluto is something coming through. This is a connection, a flow, an opportunity. With this Venus in Taurus, yes, it can be finances, it can be money, it can be something stabilizing. This could be a powerful shift in what you need. This could be something coming through that gives you resources simply because of how Taurus is resources. And it's also our self-reliance. It's how we can go for what we want and build the life we want based on our own sense of self. I feel like these are two beneficial days. March 27th, March 28th, this Venus energy, again, the divine feminine, love, self-worth, self-acceptance. There's something that shifts in our energy field. Now, for some people, it will be money, simply because that's what Venus in Taurus is about. It could be gifts and receiving. It can certainly be abundance. But given the state of the world right now, it might not be money for everybody. It could simply be something coming through that stabilizes your life at this time, that gives you support. And it could show up as a female because Venus is the feminine. So it could be that a woman shows up with very Taurus energies and gives or provides something that is very beneficial at this time. Now, these are in the earth signs, which is all about our physical world. So when we have strong earth energies, we're experiencing some shifts in our daily reality. This could be good news. And hey, we can use that right now. This is when there can be an opportunity. I feel like something beneficial connects March 27th and 28th. That's very powerful. And it's very powerful because of Jupiter begins its conjunction to Pluto at 24 degrees on March 28th as well. So Jupiter is at 23 degrees, moving slowly, and then Jupiter gets to 24 degrees and is conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees, but then won't make an exact conjunction until April 4th. So starting on the 27th, the 28th, there is a growing development that you're going to see in your world. And it's going to be especially true if you have any planets or points at 23 or 24 degrees of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Also, if you have any planets or points at 23 or 24 of the water signs, specifically Scorpio and Pisces, and you're going to really get an idea of what's ready to come forward and change permanently. So part of this Venus in Taurus could be that it supports the changes that are coming through. You know, there's an acceptance of, okay, some things are obviously changing in our world in a very drastic, seismic level. It's a very permanent way of shifting how we perceive our daily lives and how we're going about our expectations of our lives. There's something that gets clearer and bigger the end of March. This can be policies, announcements. This could be something that's decided and enforced. These could be developments that have been behind the scenes and they finally come forward this last week of March. Of course, this could be more announcements about an abundance of caution, because as I mentioned last week, that is very much what Jupiter in Capricorn is about, abundance of caution. And then the conjunction to Pluto is related to those in power, the decision makers, those who are establishing the rules and regulations at this time. So we have some big energies that are working with us collectively, but at an individual level, you're also meant to be harnessing your own power at this time, your own sense of what is true for you at a soul level. And I'm feeling this, it's interesting, like I'm getting these energies of past lives where in other lifetimes there could have been very drastic changes in your experience, in your village, in your culture, in your country, in your world, in your family. And it was customary to give energy over, give your energy, give your power to those in control. And I'm seeing this with a lot of lifetimes that involve monarchies, that involved those who were in absolute power, the dictators. Lifetimes where the people didn't have any say or any option. It was like, okay, yes, you're the king, you're the queen, we do as you say. This is different. This is one of humanity's big shifts at this time, where we recognize those who are in certain roles and titles, they have responsibility, yes, and they can have a lot of responsibility, and they can have a lot that they're working on to ensure that things are being administrated fairly or justly. That is part of Capricorn. Things can be happening in a way that is beneficial for the long term and includes the needs of the people. But what I'm sensing is that part of what we have to do is ensure that we're not giving our energy away to those in power, and therefore, I'm hearing bankrupt ourselves. Like energetically, do not energetically bankrupt yourself. Do not energetically give away what you have learned or what you think at this time. Because again, the story, the visuals I'm getting is that this is how we're each being tested. This is part of our assignment right now. You're checking in with what you know is best for you. You're owning your sovereignty. You're owning your free will. You're owning your own mind. You're not just going to, you know, be a part of the sheeple and follow the sheep and go along with whatever is being decided. Like there's this autonomy and this sense of what is right. And this is actually happening at a deeper energetic level. The energetics, and I feel it definitely at a spiritual, intuitive level, a psychic level as well, where you just are like, okay, something is off here, or something's not right here, or this isn't something I can fully embrace or fully agree to. Trust that, because that's part of how humanity is growing at this time. And it's understanding the power you retain regardless of what's happening at higher levels or at other places on the planet. So part of how we can consciously use the Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees is to understand what is permanently transforming for you at a deeper soul level. And I feel this as we could be getting flashbacks of other lifetimes where it was so easy to do what the king said, or so easy to follow what the religious leader said we were all going to do. This is part of how humanity is growing right now, is that we're not just giving all that power away, because I'm actually seeing it as this very interesting, it looks like a vacuum. It almost looks like I'm seeing people lined up and I'm seeing a religious leader speaking, and as they're speaking, the energy from each person's solar plexus is being vacuumed to that leader. And then I'm seeing this play out in like some small villages, and I'm in certainly I see Rome. I'm seeing some other locations around the planet, certainly the UK. I'm seeing some energies around I can't even, I'm trying to get some like timelines, and it definitely feels like when people were really powerless and at the whim of what was decided, and the energy is just vacuumed out, and it's very, people are very unaware of it, very unconscious of it. And they just say yes. And of course, if there was a rebellion or then the war broke out, that was interesting too, because then it feels like that whole desire to maintain autonomy was not allowed. So part of the cycle I'm seeing right now is this retaining your own autonomy, retaining your sense of self, and honoring if you're getting other messages or feelings, it could be from other lifetimes. And this is happening because of the strong Pluto energy. Pluto is about the soul's evolution. So it's about what you came here to complete karmically, to move through, to grow through. It's how we take the lower consciousness expressions and we transform them. That's also why Pluto is so freaking intense, because it's emotional. It typically works with many layers of our energies, and it changes an area of our life forever. And that's part of our soul growth in this lifetime. So wherever this 24 degrees of Capricorn is for you, over this next week, you're probably going to feel it quite powerfully. Everyone in the world is feeling it quite powerfully. And it's showing us, okay, Atlantis. Okay. So that's why, so I just got the whole Atlantis visual coming through because of how so much of this time period is a reenactment of Atlantis energies. And I'm seeing how both the Capricorn and Aquarius energies are related to Atlantis in terms of what were acceptable power structures and then of the science technology. There's this Atlantis consciousness that is existing in the collective that's being transformed. Atlantis consciousness is being transformed, and that is why we are being asked to retain all of our energy. And I'm seeing it as all seven chakras, and then I see it going above to 11 chakras that are more of the collective universal chakras, the galactic chakras. But I'm seeing it as within each of us, this Atlantis consciousness is shifting. And it's interesting because not everyone resonates with Atlantis or has lifetimes in Atlantis. Like some people could have had seven lifetimes in Atlantis and other people might have zero lifetimes. So they're not aware of these same energetics and it could seem foreign to them. But everything is as it should be. Now they're showing me that there's actually a balance on the planet of the number of people who have Atlantis lifetimes versus those who do not. It's almost like this teeter-totter energy of keeping things in balance. So not everyone is going to have that Atlantis consciousness, and that's as it should be. But if you are being strongly activated at this time, I feel like there's this rising up in you of what you're feeling and sensing. It's almost like knowing where you do not want the path to go. And it could be deeper at a cellular level. And now I'm seeing the DNA helix spiraling faster. The quickening of energies is moving faster to accelerate us through these lessons and experiences. And that there is something awakening within each of us around I'm hearing new expressions of humanity, new ways of being on the planet that are more balanced and more supported. And so then this pertains to the rising of divine feminine energies to balance out those strong Atlantis energies. So that's why we've been going through this bigger cycle of activating our hearts, activating more of what we need, our authenticity, our ability to feel. And it's activating more of the divine feminine energies within each of us, regardless of sex and gender, so that we are balancing out more of these unhealthy Atlantis energies that have been on autopilot. Now, this is very important because I feel that as Mars enters Aquarius on March 30th. And then it is conjunct Saturn in Aquarius at 0 degrees. There is an energetic stopping point and starting point here at the end of March. And so astrologically, we typically perceive Mars conjunct Saturn as a full stop. Mars can be a frustration or an anger. It can be something that's held in as it meets up with Saturn. Saturn says, use this energy responsibly. Be aware of yourself. Are you understanding the timing of it all? Mars conjunct Saturn is where we can feel that frustration because we want something to go. We want movement. This can also relate to an anger in the people, which is Aquarius. Saturn being those who are regulating the people or who are establishing social distancing, right? Who are saying, this is how business is being conducted right now, and this is why things are closed. Well, that Mars in Aquarius is where there can be that rebellion, that revolution, that sense of, you can't tell me what to do. And it meets up with Saturn, and there is something that has to be understood. Now, the other energetics I'm feeling with this relates to Atlantis consciousness, where we need to be very aware as we move into April, what we're putting our energy towards. And this is where the more we practice our authentic power, the more we will move and navigate through these next number of months with an understanding of the bigger picture. Mars conjunct Saturn only happens every 2 years. So it's the end of a 2-year cycle and the beginning of a 2-year cycle at 0 degrees. Now that 0 degrees of Aquarius is important because in December of this year, Saturn and Jupiter will be conjunct at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So I feel like there's something that's going to come up and come through that you feel. Mars can be that gut level sense of, I want this. And then Saturn says, no, it's not time. December 2020, the end of December 2020, is when there is going to be more support for this new experience of our lives, this new understanding of humanity, of the future, of where we're going. So this year has a lot of back and forth. And I feel like the other thing they're just showing me here is that a lot of what we're clearing out are these different energetics of Atlantis, these different understandings of power dynamics, of hierarchy, of patriarchy, bloodlines, okay? The energetic bloodlines that have been genetically passed down, how those who have held power have been very intentional about handing it down to their own kin, their own bloodlines. All of that feels like it's strongly in play, albeit behind closed doors. That wouldn't be something you would see publicly. But there's a lot that's wanting to be protected right now. And it's a clone. It's like there's this reality is cloned from Atlantis. And so there's people who have come back in this lifetime to play the same roles that they played in Atlantis, and they're also experiencing their own karma as a result. So if you can understand the bigger picture of the story, that can help you detach from what's happening in this timeline and in this lifetime and help you see that it's an energy that needs to complete. But it's an energy that's been alive through many lifetimes that's completing, and that's why it's quite big. So all of this feels incredibly strong here over this last week of March. And I hope this gives you a bigger understanding of what's unfolding in the world, of the roles that are being played, of what's happening, but also understanding your own power and your own choices, because this is where we always retain our free will. So you are being asked to look at who you are now, what you want now, what matters to you. Of course, to look at how far you've come over recent years, everything that you've healed, everything that you've moved through, everything that you've understood about yourself. And as we move through 2020, so many of you who are already living at that 5D level, who have done so much healing work that you have essentially ascended out of some of these lower 3D paradigms, you're not going to feel this as a rough, bumpy ride as other people are. In other words, you're going to be able to have more grace and more flow. You're basically kind of riding above some of the deeper dips, and it's like, you know, when things get really bumpy, but then you're riding above them. Okay, so like a plane, right? When a plane is trying to avoid the turbulence and it goes a little bit higher, so it doesn't get stuck in any of those air pockets or any of those currents. That's what many of you have access to at this time, and you've probably already been feeling it, that you're riding above the turbulence. Now, what you are meant to do is keep going with your soul mission and your soul work. This is the decade that so many of you are being called forward. And I started talking about this at least in 2018. You're being called forward now to help more and more people, but also to step into your power in a whole new way. And it could be for the first time in your soul's experience. It's really all hands on deck. And that's why for some of you, your other jobs just ended or were over because you were called up to move into this next chapter of your life. So that could help with understanding any abrupt changes that you've been feeling or facing, is that, you know, spirit's in charge of this, if you believe that, if that's what you put your faith in. But it also can give you a sense of reassurance that, okay, this is what I need to do, change of track, I've got to go this direction instead of that direction, and there's no mistaking it. So yes, this is a very big time, a very big energy period, and it continues into April. And I did just release the April 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar that talks all about the month of April, including the first week of April, and then the Libra full moon, the Taurus new moon, and all of the energies that unfold throughout the month. It is a big month. I would say that it's continuing what we've been developing in March. And April is going to give you some new understandings of what really matters in your life right now. So you can check out that webinar below this podcast. And if you use the coupon code Aries, you get it for $11. It's four individual webinars totaling an hour and 44 minutes. And it's broken up so that you can move through each section when you have time. So that's how I want to help support you in knowing yourself and knowing your energy and knowing what your soul is moving through at this time. It is different for each of us. It is special for each of us. You know, it's unique at a soul level what you're here to learn, heal, and master. And the more you know your astrology chart, the more you understand what your assignment is right now or where your energy is being worked with in a very strong, strong, powerful way. We are going to have more tidal waves and big changes coming up, especially as we move through the middle of the year, and we have three eclipses in June and July. So do what you can right now with all planets direct, okay? All planets are direct at this time. There is movement. There is the energy to get things going in a new direction, and you could sense that and feel that. Even if it's not something you understand mentally, because we still have this Mercury in Pisces, and Mercury is going to be clearing its retrograde shadow by the end of March. Okay, so by April 1st, Mercury will be in new territory. And again, this helps with what you know you need to focus on next. Mercury in Pisces is asking us to trust ourselves, to listen to our intuition, and to be very open to the ideas that come through. Be very open to the inspirations as they arrive. So I'm going to leave it at that for this week. There's a lot going on. Please take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself mentally and emotionally. Make sure and be very real with what you're feeling at this time. It's easy to be discouraged or depressed. It's easy to have anxiety or worries. This is happening for millions of people. And please know that it's a good idea to reach out actually make a phone call, not just texting, but when you make a phone call and you speak to somebody, you're activating your throat chakra. And as you speak, you get things out of your head, right? That could be spinning. So I just want to throw that out there. I know it's very basic, but it can really help to talk it out right now and know that you're not alone with anything that you're experiencing or moving through. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate your presence and your time. We are moving through this together. We are moving through this collectively. There are literally billions of people experiencing this huge change on the planet. And although it has the element of what's going to happen next, at a higher level, at a spiritual level, as you go up and you connect with your higher self, you might feel very deep peace and joy. And that's because what is unfolding is really for the betterment of humanity. And you can feel that the energy shifts and the energy changes are going to lead to even more things on this planet that we can create and experience together. So stay in that high vibe place as much as you can, as it is authentic for you. And also, please check out some of the previous podcasts I've done. I did a bonus show for you on Saturday about your moon, your Mars, and moving through uncertain times with trust. I hope that that show supports you at this time as well, as you get to know more about your moon and your Mars. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. I'm grateful for you as we journey together through these big times. I will be back on Monday for our next podcast episode. In the meantime, please check out more of my offerings below this podcast. You can also find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take good care.